This is Living the RV Dream, episode 93 for Friday, March 29th, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
And March is over. Almost. Anyways, coming to you from a very rainy afternoon here in Miami, Florida. I am Robert Morales, your host. And if it is your first time here, I am a full-time YouTuber and podcaster and, podcaster and a part-time RVer based here in Miami, Florida, but I like to travel around the country telling my stories, usually through video. And of course, I tell you all about it here in the podcast. Of course, this is kind of a down time of the year. I'm in between long road trips, being a part-timer myself. Of course, I had that great almost two-month long road trip in January and February, in which I visited the West. And I am publishing all those videos now on the YouTube channel, so check them out at Traveling Robert. And if you are from outside the United States, that's Traveling with one L. Robert, youtube.com/travelingrobert. And right now, the last video I published was a serendipitous trip to, on a whim, really, to New Orleans. I was traveling west on I-10, and I was tired, and I decided to stay at this state park in Louisiana. And I realized that I was about an hour away from New Orleans. And, you know, it's one of those cities that is iconic. Oh, I got a noise here. There is one of those cities that is iconic and one of my favorite cities here in the United States, because it is so unique in the cultural architecture, the music, of course, the food, although I didn't partake in much of the food this time around. But I decided, yeah, what the heck, let's do it. And this time I got the opportunity to cross the Lake Pontchartrain, which the causeway is actually still considered the longest continuous bridge over a body of water in the world. So it's like 23 miles long. And it's pretty interesting, because you're going into the lake, and it's one of these large, it's a very large lake. I was looking at it on the map, and it's almost the size of Lake Okeechobee. It's one of these lakes that you don't see the other side of the lake when you're driving. Basically, it looks like you're driving into the ocean, which is pretty cool. And then, of course, I just spent a couple of hours in New Orleans. I had breakfast at Café du Monde, and the café au lait, the coffee with milk and the vignettes. That was cool. That was personal. It wasn't very crowded, which is always a good thing, because at that place there's usually a line. But it being a Monday morning, it wasn't so bad. And the video that I just finished and is going to be published on this Sunday is, of course, the whole road trip from there, it was called Fairview Riverside State Park in Louisiana, all the way to Gila Bend, Arizona, which is somewhat southwest of Phoenix. And I chose it, as a last point, just to, full hook up, so I could dump my tanks, fill up my water, make sure I had propane, because after that I was going to be boondocking in Quartzsite for a few days. So that video is coming out Sunday, and a lot of people tell me that some of my videos are too long, and this is one of those. It's almost an hour long, and I understand sometimes YouTube it's not the best platform for long form videos like this. Although a lot of people watch them on TV, and that I think that's the best way to watch my videos. And this one is gonna be, it's like 57, 58 minutes long. And but I couldn't find a natural point in which to cut it in half or in three, make it like a 3 20-minute videos. So I decided to do the whole thing. I mean, if you find it too long, you guys can always pause and finish it on the next day, right? And I'm very excited. It's a cool video, because you go from the humid subtropical climate of Louisiana. It is subtropical, isn't it? And you end up in Arizona, in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. Is it the Sonoran or the Chihuahuan? I can never tell exactly. But anyways, it's saguaro cacti. I think it's Sonora because there's saguaro cacti everywhere. I think that's the one. I think the Chihuahuan Desert is the one in southern Texas, which is mostly those yucca trees. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to sharing that video with you. That's going to come out public on Sunday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Of course, if you are a patron or a member, you already had access to that video. You know, I do publish them early for patrons and members, so it's always like a in a sense like a proofreading, you know, because if I made a mistake, they'll be quick to point it out before I release it to the general public. So that's really good. By the way, if you want to become a patron, that I would really appreciate it. And it does help support and make the work that I do sustainable. And that's patreon.com/travelingrobert. And we have a very nice community of like-minded people there. Of course, also on Facebook, the Traveling Robert and Friends group. It's another group that I have that, you know, a lot of people join. And it's very active. And of course, there's also the Living the RV Dream podcast group on Facebook. You can join either of those. And I post somewhat regularly on both of those groups. Although the Traveling Roberts and Friends is very active. People post there every day. A lot of people post videos of their travels. And, you know, sometimes someone is selling an RV and that's fine, you know. I'm not too strict when it comes to banning people or removing posts, as long as they are remotely you know, related to what we do, it's fine with me. Well, today I want to talk about a little bit of my travel plans. I mean, they're not set in stone by any means, not yet, but I've started planning out my trip out west, which is going to be this summer, because first of all, I want to finish the lower 48, not before I turn 48, it's too late for that, but as long as I am 48. I'm going to travel out west. There are two events that I have to go to, and those are like the two hard, let's call it hard stops. Of course, we have that rally in San Antonio on June 20th. And if you want to check that out, if you want to hang out, it's going to be a lot of fun. Just go to rvcaravanwithus.com, and that's Paul and Tina's site. And that's the thing. I am a pretty good video editor. I'm pretty good at making videos, but I really suck at party planning. So since you don't really want me to plan this out because it's going to be a disaster, I decided to partner with them. And they're starting an RV tour and rally company, and I mean we have a few signups already, but we don't have enough signups yet to make it a sustainable rally. So check them out, and if it's something you want to do, if you're gonna be in the vicinity of San Antonio, Texas, June 20th through the 24th, go check it out. Anyway, I'm gonna visit a couple of things from here to San Antonio. Because, you know, there's some things that, I mean, I haven't really explored Central or Western Florida. And I was watching this video by these other YouTubers, the Average Campers Adventures, and they just bought a property in Northern Florida in an RV-friendly county. And that's something that I would love to do, you know, and even if I don't sell the house or become a full-timer yet, it would be good to have like a home base in Northern Florida, first of all, because you are closer to everything else. Second, land is relatively inexpensive, and it's that kind of old Florida feel, you know. It feels more like the South, let's just put it that way. People are polite and that kind of thing. It's that slow pace kind of thing. It's kind of close to Tallahassee. And then if I'm going to Tallahassee, I'm close to I-10, and I already did most of, you know, I'm close to Georgia, to Alabama, even to you know, west, going west out of there. So yeah, if I can save 8 hours getting out of South Florida into a trip, that would be good. So from there, I don't know if I'm gonna stop in Mobile again, because there are certain things that I missed. But I'm thinking Mobile maybe next year for Mardi Gras would be a better idea. And then as long as I am in driving out west, maybe I'll get to see finally Houston and Galveston Island in Texas. And before Texas, I might see some of the coastal areas in Louisiana, which I haven't seen yet. And then by the 19th or the 20th, make it to San Antonio. And then we'll do the rally. Then as part of this plan, I'm thinking, and let me look at my notes here, because, you know, in San Antonio, I want to visit this place called Alamo City Chocolates, because they sent me an email and they said that they were going to give me a free box of chocolates, and who can say no to that, right? After San Antonio, I'm thinking, you know, do the triangle, like it Austin, you know, the capital, might as well spend a couple of days in Austin, then Fredericksburg, which is wine country and hill country, Texas, and it's supposed to be a very beautiful town with a bunch of wineries. And then maybe finally I can get to see Big Bend National Park, which is definitely one of those kind of... it's not a bucket list, but it's up there as far as national parks go. And it's right there, right next to the border with Mexico. There's the Rio Grande, of course, and there's a bunch of things to do, a bunch of trails. From there, maybe go north, because, you know, zigzag on my way to California, because California is eventually the final destination on this trip. Not the final, but the westernmost, perhaps. I would like to see a Carlsbad Caverns. And that would be really cool. I have to do more research about that, but it seems like I could make it a day trip. They have a huge parking lot with RV space. So maybe stop there, see the caves, and then continue towards Roswell, New Mexico. I know it's touristy and it's probably a tourist trap, but it's Roswell, New Mexico, you know, and there's all kinds of alien stuff. Then I would, in New Mexico, I would continue west through the Valley of Fires, which is like this huge lava field. And I want to see the VLA. It's the very large array. It's, if you've seen those movies like Contact or movies about outer space, it's this array where they have this, I don't know how many they are, but it's an array of parabolic antennas, you know, radio telescopes, and they're listening, you know, they're listening into the deep space. So I would love to see that. And then I pretty much have to like make a beeline from there, because by July 10th, by July 9th, I want to be in Anaheim, California, because I'm attending VidCon, and I know I'm probably going to be the oldest guy there, but I still want to attend it. It's going to almost coincide with my 100,000 subscribers if everything keeps going the way it's going. And, you know, maybe I'll get to meet some YouTube celebrity or something like that. That would be really cool. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, to doing. And it's the VidCon is happening right next door to, no, not next door, but very close to Disneyland, and might as well maybe do Disneyland. And I'm not really into Disney parks all that much, but hey, I might do that. From there, I want to see Sequoia National Park, which is north. It's going to be quite a drive north, but I'm going to try to do all the things that I had planned for this winter and I couldn't do because of the weather, you know. As I said, I was hoping for good weather and that never happened. So I'm planning 2 days in Sequoia National Park. And then I'm going to go north on the 395, which is the you know, it goes right next to the Sierra Nevada. And there's a bunch of stuff that I can see there. The Mammoth Lakes, there's Bishop Boulder. There's a place where you can see Mount Whitney. I think that's from Bishop, from the Alabama Hills, actually, which is... there's a movie road. There is supposed to be a very beautiful area, very interesting. There's Manzanar, which is one of those places where during World War II they put the Japanese Americans, like it was kind of like a concentration camp in a way. So it would be good to see some, you know, part of not the finest hour in American history, but it would be cool to see it. And Mammoth Lake, there's Mono Lake, there's of course the ghost town of Bodie, there's Yosemite National Park, which I would love to visit as this part of the trip, and then of course Carson City, Lake Tahoe, Reno, Sacramento, and we're already by the end of July, so this is gonna take at least 2 weeks to see all this. And and that's pretty much all I have planned until now. So by August 1st I would be in the California wine country, like in the Santa Rosa area, Petaluma, you know, Napa Valley, around there. And then from there, I would take the Pacific Coast Highway, you know, all the way to Washington State, of course. So that's part of the plan. If you have any suggestions, anything, send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com. Of course, I'm gonna. The plan is to go all the way up to Seattle, then cross into Vancouver, Canada, then cross into Vancouver Island, see Victoria, and then come back down into Washington State, maybe take the ferry to Port Angeles. And then I'm gonna zigzag, you know, north, pretty much the whole northern United States, going through all the state parks that I mean, all the states and some of the national parks that I haven't seen. And of course, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Of course, I would like to go down to Nebraska and Kansas because I haven't seen those two states yet. And then eventually by mid-September, that would be the time where I would reach Hershey, Pennsylvania for the RV show. So we have to time it that way. And that's going to be a very long road trip. And I have no idea how I'm going to edit those videos on the road because it's going to be a lot. It's going to be massive. But we'll figure it out. It's going to be one of those go road trips to see as much as possible. And then I'll edit all the videos. So I might skip a couple of Sundays during that trip. Who knows? I don't know yet. So anyways, as I said, if you have any suggestions about places to visit along this route, or if you're going to be in the area intersecting my route this summer, and any of these places, send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com, and maybe put Great Loop. That's what I'm calling it. It's not the real Great Loop, but it's going to be my Great Loop road trip. Great Loop in the subject. And then I know what the email is about, and maybe I can sort them and all that. Talking about email, I have some emails from you guys, and mostly a lot of them are feedback in my website, travelingrobert.com. For example, Tim McKay says, enjoying your travel across America on Prime Video. Currently watching you in Quartzsite, Arizona. And of course, if you don't know, I mean, it's kind of a pain in the butt to upload videos to Amazon Prime, but I'm doing it too, and I have a few videos over there, and it's starting to get some traction. I'm starting to actually make some money from them, and I see a lot of people are watching them, and check it out on Amazon Prime. Just actually, if you go to amazon.com/V for Victor, V/Traveling Robert, it will take you to my homepage on Amazon, well, where you will find all my videos. So that's pretty cool. Jay says, just love your show. Thank you so much. I just bought a trailer just like yours, and will be traveling soon. Love your style and your music, and congratulations, Jay. And I hope you enjoy that trailer. Of course, mine, I had to do a bunch of modifications to make it kind of full-time ready. Not really boondock ready. Kind of, but you always have to make modifications to these RVs to make them to your liking. Emmanuel says, hey Robert, I discovered your videos 2 weeks ago and I've sat for hours watching them. Someone made the comment that watching your videos makes you feel like you are on vacation. I couldn't have said it better myself. My wife and I don't own an RV, but we do a lot of RV relocations because she works for an airline and flying is easy for us. So because of this, we decided against purchasing one. We usually do 2 to 3 long trips per year this way, so maybe we'll see you on the road sometime. Thanks for the video. Stay safe and happy travels. Well, happy travels to you, Emmanuel. And yeah, hope to see you on the road. So, Allard, good afternoon. My name is Allard. I'm from Holland, and me and my girlfriend are planning to travel the Wild West in an RV. From here, we can only find main rental companies, which prices are sky high. Do you have any recommendations? We're planning to fly to and from LA, stay 3 to 4 weeks. Thanks in advance. Kind regards, Allard. And I actually replied to him on this email, and he replied back, of course. And I told him, you know, every option is gonna feel expensive, And the cheapest way is really one of the main rental companies that have a large fleet of relatively inexpensive RVs like El Monte or Cruz America. You know, the ones that have the picture of the Grand Canyon on the side, Cruz America. And then you can also use places like Campanda. And there's also RV Share, by the way, which I'm an affiliate with. There's a link in my website. But all those are even more expensive than Cruz America or El Monte. So if you're on a budget, I would do those. And still, it's like $200 a day after all is said and done. So beware. And he told me that he decided to go with El Monte in the end. I mean, the good thing with Campanda and RV Share is that they're like a combination of like Airbnb and Uber for RVs. You're basically renting someone else's RV. So there's a lot more variety in configurations. You know, you can rent a travel trailer, or even a Class A diesel pushers, camper van, whatever you want they have. And there's a bunch of more boutique companies as well that rent you camper vans, but they're very expensive as well. So that's that. I guess they have to account for the fact that you're a newbie and you're gonna make mistakes, and eventually people really destroy those four winds, which is like the main one that they have at the rental companies. Okay, what else do we have here? Okay, I have an email here in another language from Deutschland in German, so I'm not going to do that one because I can't understand. Okay, here we have Brenda Logan. I've been watching your videos for about 2 weeks now, just ran across them. I've been in my own RV structured class, watching all the videos. I can to learn as much as I can to travel for fun or full-time in an RV. I have to congratulate you on exceptional travel and educational videos. Thank you so much. I love the beauty of your videos, your descriptions, the history you share. Your humor makes even more enjoyable. Yours are my new favorites, and I have shared your site with friends and family and co-workers. God bless and be safe on the road. And thank you so much, Brenda. And yeah, by the way, guys, if you want to share my videos with your friends, with your family, I would really appreciate it. Because that way I can make more videos. Okay, I have three more here from Don Bergman. Good morning. First of all, truly enjoy your videos. We live in the Pacific Northwest of the US. My wife and I are not new to travel trailer traveling. And over the years, we have traveled when our four sons were young to many spots using a Chevrolet Suburban and Silverados. Now we are ready to hit the road in a new Colorado, and most likely with either a Winnebago 1808 FBS or a 2106 FBS, which both are slightly bigger than mine, but I like the 2106 FBS. That looks like a very comfortable rig. Anyways, my wife likes a smaller version strictly due to concerns over easy towing. Anyway, my question to you is, which trailer mirrors have you found to work best on your Colorado? There are many out there to choose from, and if money was not the concern, do you have any suggestions? Thank you. Whenever you might be able to respond, and safe travel, sincerely, Don and Perry Bergman, Washington. And I answered him, and yeah, I mean, if money is no problem, I mean, no object, that's what I told him. The clear view, they're $600, but they look like factory installed, and they're amazing. You know, they basically replace your regular mirrors. They have a version that has like the blinker and the heated mirrors and electric mirrors and all that good stuff. Of course, that's a little expensive, and he agreed with me when he answered. So I told him, you know, the ones that I have, they do the job and they don't vibrate all that much. I forgot what they're called. They're in my Amazon list. And by the way, if you want to check out my Amazon list of some of the stuff that I use, is amazon.com/shop/travelingrobert. And of course, I do get a little bit of a referral fee whenever you click on one of those. But, you know, that's also another way to support the work that I do on the YouTube channel mainly, and here in the podcast. The podcast really has no sponsors, no commercials. So it's just a labor of love at this point. And Michael Mwendwa. Hi, Robert. Thank you for your great videos. I really appreciate them. I chanced upon them while searching for a video about Finland, of all places, and you were taking us on a first-person tour in an RV. You should get some type of royalties for providing an in-depth and informative tour. Several weeks later, we're still watching some of your adventures. You are now a regular staple in the household, with my son actually singing your jingle. Anytime he wants to imitate me, because he knows that I like your RV and show best on YouTube. And all I have to say, we really appreciate you and your family sharing RV adventures, especially tips and ideas. Maybe sometime in the not too distant future, we may run into each other, as we're probably going to look at investing in an RV of our own. Regards, Michael, in Austin, Texas. And if I pass by Austin, Texas, I would love to meet up with you. If you're going to be, well, Austin, you are like, what, an hour away from San Antonio. If you want to check out that that rally, the rally is going to be really cool. Because in the first video that I advertised it, kind of, I said it's all inclusive. Let's not call it all inclusive. Let's call it most inclusive, because it's going to include a couple of meals, actually one at a brewery in San Antonio proper. We're going to do a tour of San Antonio. Paul and Tina are thinking of doing like rent one of the boats that goes on the river walk. That would be really cool. And it includes, of course, staying at the RV park, and includes 3 t-shirts. And of course, we're going to do a meal, but we're going to do like a hangout, like a campfire at the, although it's going to be June, so it might be warm for a campsite. You know, I'm going to take my guitar. We're going to, sing songs, and it should be a lot of fun. RV Caravan with us if you're interested. What else do I have for you today? I was going to do some voicemail, but I think I'm going to save those for next week. Yes, I'm going to do a podcast next week, and I'm sorry I skipped last week, but when I'm in this non-traveling time, sometimes I find it hard to find stuff to talk about, first of all, and then since I'm not traveling, it's work. Whenever I'm here in Miami, I'm editing videos and doing a lot of stuff. I don't know what happened last Thursday, but I couldn't do it. And now it is, 2 p.m. here in Miami. I'm going to visit my friend Jim Forey, who is staying at in Homestead, at the same RV park where I stayed with him 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago. Of course, we went to, actually, that's a little bit of travel that we did local. We went down there, we hung out with him a little bit at the swimming pool at the RV park. And at the karaoke bar, by the way, his wife put a video of me singing at the karaoke bar. You can watch that at the group at Traveling Robert and Friends. And I'm going to make it part of the video of that trip whenever I get around to editing it, which is going to be probably in 2 months or 3 months, to be honest. But we did go into Everglades National Park. Of course, it's already getting a little too warm in South Florida to visit the Everglades, because there's a lot of bugs, and it's warm and it's humid, so it's not the most comfortable. All the alligators are underwater at this time of the year. You don't get to see as much wildlife as you do in the winter, when we get all the snowbirds. Not only the people from Quebec and Minnesota in RVs, not only those, or Ohio for that matter, not only those snowbirds, but actual snowbirds like white pelicans and falcons and all that. So there's a lot more wildlife in the wintertime. But still, we went all the way to Flamingo, which is close to the southernmost point in mainland Florida. And it was a good time, and I'm sure it'll make for a nice short video. But we got to hang out with them, with Jim and Barb, his wife, and they're from Ohio, and very, very cool folks. And I'm gonna go see them now, because they brought me some beer, some IPA from up there. So, and I'm gonna get to hang out with them, meet their daughter, and then next week here on the podcast, most likely I'm gonna have an interview, a product review, and some of your voicemail. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because most of the time, I'm living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Free in my RV.